Here in Donegal, naturally, we'd be very, very disappointed. We know that the minister said that it was a record-breaking season for tourism. That may be the case in Dublin or in other regions, but certainly not here in Donegal. And indeed, we'd invite the minister to come here to Donegal and see exactly what it's like on the ground, because it certainly was not a record-breaking season here in Donegal.
So what does this mean going forward in relation to jobs and salaries? I mean, how is this going to affect businesses?
It means that there's a huge amount of uncertainty out there. The minister had an opportunity to alleviate some of that uncertainty, but certainly going forward there'll be a lot of nervous hotels and restaurants in rural Ireland, but especially here in Donegal, you know, where Donegal is going to be worse than any other region, but the effects of Brexit is going to have a bigger effect here in Donegal than anywhere else. And certainly we'd be very disappointed in the government and we'll be very, very disillusioned. I think we're going to have to talk to our local representatives, because it's quite obvious that the minister and the powers that be in government are listening to economists from Dublin. They're not listening to anyone from rural Ireland. They're making absolutely no effort for business in rural Ireland, and it's becoming more and more difficult just to, you know, to sustain it. But certainly, you know, I suppose if we look at the positives, the Wild Atlantic Way did bring more people. Maybe if we can look at that and maybe get some more marketing money into that. But certainly at the minute, we're just licking our wounds and we're very, very disappointed.